Well, we're off and running. The 2019-20 NHL season officially underway. Two games in the books for the Calgary Flames, including their first win, a 3-0 victory over the Vancouver Canucks in the Scotiabank home opener on Saturday. Ryan Dietrich along with Tori Peterson, and sitting in studio with us today, Michael Backlund. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, I mentioned the game on Saturday. Obviously, a tough start to the season in Colorado, but rebounded really well against the Canucks on Saturday. Big win there. Just give me your first impressions of what you've seen out of the team so far early in the season.
Yeah, I think we play pretty well. I mean, if we stayed out of the box a little bit more, we've been more successful, hopefully, against Colorado. I thought we played, we started off on a PK right away, and Colorado gained the momentum. They scored. I thought we played pretty well that game, too. We kind of shot ourselves in the foot there, but they're a really highly skilled team, and it's tough to take a lot of penalties against them. And then we did a little bit of the same against Vancouver, but our PK was better. You know, like I said, I think Colorado's one of the top three power play teams, so I don't think Vancouver's there yet. But I thought PK did a little better job. But overall, I thought we played a good game against Vancouver again. Radar was really good again, really solid in net. So really happy we got the win.
We kind of joke about it all the time that training camp feels like it just lasts forever. And I'm sure for a veteran like you, you probably get that sense as well. But what is the vibe when you're going through training camp and you go through all the preseason games? I know you guys are just itching to get going, but especially with the way things ended last year, where's the hunger at and the vibe at in this locker room right now?
Yeah, I know it's all positive. Guys are excited that we're started. Guys were pumped in the first game and excited to get going. So, like you said, it's a long stretch of training camp. It's good for to get going everything and get those games, to get that feel for playing a game since we haven't played in a while. So we have preseason for a reason, but at the same time, it's way more fun to play the real games.
You guys spent some time in Kananaskis before the regular season started for some team building. For all my time here, I don't think the team has done anything like that ahead of a season. What was that like for you guys, and what does that do for a team before you kick off the regular season?
Yeah, that was cool. We had a really good time there together. I thought it was a great idea when Billy and I talked about it already in spring a little bit at the end of the year meetings. We actually did it once with Brent Sutter, but it was way back. it was a little different setup, but I said, because I thought China was a long trip, and it was tough trip, but we got to spend a lot of time together, and I thought it was good for the team building side that trip. And so, like, when me and Billy talked at the end of last season, that was one of the things that he and I both agreed on, that it was a good thing we should try and do here too. And I'm sure the coaches over the summer had some discussion going, and it's always fun to get away a little bit and do something different than just travel playing hockey together. And this year was even better than doing a lot of team building stuff. Thought it was really good for the group.
The snow didn't put a damper on anything?
No, I thought it was way better with snow than with rain. Of course, a sunny fall day would have been really nice, but I didn't mind the snow. We were inside quite a bit, and I had a fireplace going, and when we were outside, we were fine. Everyone dressed well, so we were kind of worried about the driving part, but I went fine too, so.
Pretty good opportunity as well. I mean, you talked about the guys that have been here a while and getting to know them a little bit better too, but I'm sure also a nice chance to get to know your new teammates, because there are a couple on the team this year.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's I remember last year Lindholm got into a group really early. I mean, we're talked to him a little bit about it, and I also talked to Hammer about it the year before, where he said he felt he got really into the group by Christmas, where the guys last year felt they got into the group right away, because we went to China, spent a lot of time together. And I'm sure the guys this year feel the same. Having that little team building definitely helps us, the players been here last year, to get to know the new guys, and for new guys to feel like they're a big part of the group right away.
Switching gears a little bit, you became a dad earlier this year for the first time. How has that been over this course of the summer, and having that chance to bond with Tilly, and now heading into the season? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. She's awesome. So much fun. It's great when she wakes up, you pick her up, and she's just all smiles. It's a pretty cool feeling. So it's been tiring at times, for sure. It was pretty tiring during camp. I mean, we got over it. We're really jet-lagged, us and Tilly, too. But she did a pretty good job. And then she struggled sleeping there for a week, so we started a little sleep training, and that was tough too. But now at least she sleeps full nights, and that's nice. We said we wanted to get that in before the season started, so it was a little lack of sleep during camp for different reasons, but same time, every time she's awake and all that, she's awesome. It's great. I love being at that. It's been a great time so far.
Pretty unique situation too, because you've got all sorts of family back home, I'm sure, that wanted to meet her and stuff like that. So what was that all like, and arranging travel? Because I know you did some traveling too over the course of the summer. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it was. We went home when she was three and a half weeks old, and she did a great job on the flight. I mean, she was so little, she mostly slept most of the time anyway. Perfect. So it was a good timing to go back. And my mom came over about 2.5 weeks, and she was really excited to see Tilly, and it was really cool to see my mom, meet her for the first time. And then when we got back, everyone at home got to meet her. So it was a busy summer. With a lot of people wanted to see her, meet her, and us trying to get to know her and trying to figure everything out. Yeah, we did. Me, Frida, and Tilly, we went to Spain there, and when she was 3 months, and that was a little different than vacations before in the past, just when it was just me and Frida. Now it was a little shorter dinners, sometimes just room service, because it was pretty warm too at night, so she wasn't really comfortable at nighttime in a stroller, so I don't blame her, and it wasn't like we wanted to sit inside either, so a couple nights we did room service just so she could get bed early and just be sleeping. But she's been a really good traveler so far. We'll see when she starts moving more.
Spain seems to be kind of a popular destination for some of the guys over the course of the summer. Where did you end up going?
We went to Mallorca, Rasmus and Oliver likes to go to Marbella. I know they go there every year a couple times. For us, it was more like finding a good resort, and we found it in Spain. We also like to go to France and Italy. I'd go to France or Italy over Spain, but I still like Spain, but I really enjoy Italy and France. But like I said, it was the best option now with Tilly. I had to think of that first this time.
Looking ahead to this season, you're very involved in a lot of charities that the Flames Foundation work with. What are your plans this year, and do you have any events coming up? Are you planning on working with the same charities? What's your plans for this year?
Yeah, we wanted to do that. We had that event. With the wine tasting night, which was a great night. Everyone had a lot of good time. We had a great time, raised a lot of money. But last year, Frida was pregnant. This year, we've been pretty busy with Tilly. But we want to do it again. So hopefully, we can find it's not going to be this year, but hopefully next year, the year after that, we'll find time to do another event, similar event. Because we thought it was very successful, a lot of fun. But in that, yeah, I'm still going to invite families from that are affected with ALS, that are with that get help from ALS Society of Alberta. Once a month, there'll be two families coming, and I'll still work with Special Olympics, trying to get out to one or two practices this year. If it's basketball, floor hockey, whatever it can be. Last year we did curling. We'll see what, depending on our schedule. But I'll also join their Breakfast for Champions. I'll invite them for last year started inviting them to the big suite. We invite about 30 to 40 people. I don't know who they pick, but I said it's up to them to select who gets to go, but random pick whatever. We're going to work with Kids Cancer Care, where I last few years have been inviting them to a game, one of the early games, usually family day, and meet them after. It's been pretty similar group every year. And I've seen some of the kids. First time invited, they were pretty young, and now they've grown up to be teenagers. So it's pretty cool to see that, and they're doing a lot better. And over the last few years, I've been working with a guy named Ethan. He started when he was, I think he's done it 4 or 5 years, and he's gonna start high school now. So I don't know, was he 11 maybe or 12 when he started?
Preteens, yeah, 11, 12.
Yeah, 12 probably. Because he started high school now. Yeah. Anyways, he's done it for a few years at his school where he does the shade lid. Yes. And he started by himself. And then his parent helped him, but it was his initiative. And they reached out to me. I think I helped them out 3 years at the end of the season, or after the season in the spring, where I've either attended to their bird barbecue where they get some raise some money, or where at they shave the lid, or so I'm gonna, if he's gonna do this year again, I'll be there if schedule works, but I'm also gonna invite him and his friends that did, all the kids that shaved the lids last year, they're gonna be here for a game as well.
And Ethan, he was raising money for Kids Cancer Care, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, correct.
This is, I mean, just listening to you talk about it, it's clearly something you're really passionate about. So how did you initially get involved in these things, and just knowing it's part of your personality that you want to give back to your community?
Yeah, it started after my first full year. I just saw, like, most of our veteran guys, and at the time, Iggy being the leader, doing a lot of charity work, and I wanted to do something. And so I reached out to our charity group here in Thanks Foundation, and they gave me a couple options, and at that time I picked Kids Cancer Care. So I started working with them, and then then my friend got really sick with cancer, so that got really close to me. So I kept doing that. I started doing more overseas in Sweden as well, some work for Kids Cancer over there as well. And then I have a cousin who has Down syndrome, so I started working a little bit with Special Olympics, and I just think it's awesome work with them as well. But that was close to heart as well. And then I met Frida, who lost her mom to ALS. So that was something that was really important, that we started something right away. Because at the time we started dating, that's when the Ice Bucket Challenge started. But before that, like, I didn't know what it was until I started talking to Frida. And a lot of people didn't before the Ice Bucket Challenge. So we wanted to right away, her first season over here, start something and try and grow it even here in Alberta, or like the awareness of it, grow that awareness of ALS and try and help people who needs help.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you obviously have a lot of personal ties to many of those causes, but I mean, generally too, you see the NHL has really taken a number of steps over the last few years to, as a whole, be supportive of these things. I mean, does that make you, you know, kind of proud to see the league that you're such a big part of taking steps to also, either it's raise funds or awareness, just be involved and, you know, kind of on the ground level like you are too?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's important. Like us as players, that we do our part and the league does its part. I mean, we're role models. We can take advantage of who we are and what we do. And I think that's important that we do.
I got one sort of last question, but it's totally off topic, I guess. I just, in the dressing room today, I tried to scan, get some opinions from some of the guys, because Travis Hamonic, after the game on Saturday, said something interesting. He said that David Rittich, he's like, oh yeah, he's a fun guy, but he's making jokes during the play and things like that. I'm sure as a defenseman, he's probably hearing that more than the forwards do, but is he actually like that during the game? Like, is he chirping guys actually out there?
Like, I don't hear him doing on the ice, but I know in the locker room he can talk quite a bit. He's pretty relaxed for being a goalie, for sure. A lot of goalies are usually pretty focused. I mean, he's focused when he's on the ice, but yeah. I mean, in the dressing room too, they're just like pretty quiet and dial in and just focused by themselves. And by where he is more like chats quite a bit and wants to keep it light. So I like that. I like to keep it light as well. I don't need to be too uptight in the room.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Michael, thank you. Really appreciate your time. And thank you, fans, for listening. This has been the Firestarter Podcast, the official podcast of the Calgary Flames. We'll talk to you next week.